continue where we left off and finish with Patty Day. There are no license for this day. Yes, this note has two of some of the US Minister of Home Addressing. But the calculation of the 17 inches of moving up day, working backwards, to be as approximate as possible to the US Minister. The Minod Lisal Hakala, Rao Uzi. After Pisa, she bowed, called him a say Sabbath. About Ama Hasha Katu, and there's a little yoke in that, which could be more than a point of weight. Then Lord, she bowed, and say Sabbath, she is a lizard asking the Fayam, I do not miss her. That's what Hakila. After the Ebed, Ama Hasha, in Bart, the Rakhan Hasha, so Zion. Pasa and Yusha Vatala coming to Idaba in summer 70 years. Right. So the Ramah's recommendation was back that the Kiva should be as close as possible to the Jewish Mitzvah. That's based on a Mordecai and Shuah Tatsunem, Hadot Maimon Yus Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey, based on Rashbam, which is in line with the Tzar we saw on the family in the Rosh, that there is more of a concern in the popularity of female the closer you get to the Yisuin. Now, Hagos Mordecai, Hagos Naimi himself, with Alatei writes, that if the Shivanatiyim conclude prior to the Jewish Mitzvah, then you have to do a Hidika every day until the Jewish Mitzvah. That's what Tosfos writes as well in Yuma. Yeshat on the day you see an Askel the Amar Rava. Tosfos writes, Venira. Yehecha de Tavuli Nase. Vyashva Shivinatiyam. Vekol Osam Shiva Bacha Shakra the artist. If you count to Shivinatiyam for Tavuli Nase, she does two B'nikos a day. Vitavla, and then she does the B'nikos. Below Nivola Arv, and she didn't have B.F. Mitzvah right away. She's a lizard, but call you on the own. She still has to continue doing the Jesus every day until B.F. Mitzvah. Dila Olam? Dila Olam, you should have really not say. He's a Lusluke, Dilma, Chazia, Machna, Tivar, Ashi, Tivar, Telkach, Tiin, and Tivanaki, and Sama, for B.F. Mitzvah. So the position of those Maimini and Telkach, and Yuma, is that if a woman concludes her Shivanatiyam for Tavuli Nase any amount of time before the Nisuin, before the Bilas Mitzvah, even if it's within 4 days of the Bilas Mitzvah, she has to continue to do the Zikos every day. Yeah.
For the Ramah who has a
Exactly. That's not the Ramah. Right? The Ramah does not require the Zikos during the 4 days. Does not require those B'dikas every day up to 4 days. The Ramah does require the B'dikas if it's more than 4 days, right? The Ramah there seems to be reflecting a minna that developed, which is not necessarily based on the Rishon that we quoted. Right? There are two different factors here. Number one, making the Shivanatiyam as close as possible to the Nishulu, which is the Ramah's recommendation. And if you take that alone, the recommendation would be to do it the day before. And then I'm not saying that there's a minog that the Kala would go to the mitzvah, would go to the mitzvah leal yizri. Apa piti to a tibal kol dem mosei Shabbat. question of your mother. The question of Mordechai is as follows. Here's Rashbam, this is the source of the Rama, at least part of it. Here's Rashbam. Yirtav akod yisru ha-shiva yamin o yoser o sa sila lama hanipa. If there's more than 7 days between the end of the Shiva Ki and the end of the Suez, it doesn't help. Yima anukoshim im rasa zman rasa makopa. Yima shirasa fanku sopa mahani sila zunchai sila yamin kari makopa. In love, so what difference does it make if she went to Mishra more than 10 days before the Kopa commit? She saw Dan in the last 7 days. Aval, Zayin Yamin Asmukha Mubilat Mishra, she will be Shem the Kopa, because she's Shem the Rasa Dan. The Lama Haina she was because of Mubilat Mishra, she sees her with her Shem the Kira. Hilka, for that she saw Dan, called Shiva Yamin, Kodam Kopa, who for rest has seen him with Vane and Amitasa, who for death has Amasa from Pamayin Biyom, Barasa the Hamdan Kabelos the Lila Kodam Bilat Mitzvah. She Shana Rasa Dam Shana Osnafai Kodam Yisrael the Lord Tavla. So even that's a really nothing. She has to go through the process because she could be in need anyway. The Asha Mitaharis Mitaharis is with it. The Loya Osnafai Nisi and Kodam Yisrael Bilat Mitzvah. Asha will involve it Yisrael Lila Yisrael Asha Tishra Lila Yisrael Yisrael Ewa. And if you didn't do it before, then you have to do it after the Nisuin. You cannot do a fifth until you go through the Shivan Kiyam. Then the Yom Shivan Kiyam called the Rav Hadam Akham Shima Tailat Baila Akham Arshan Asa. Fine. So that's the suggestion of Ram. The Ram says that if there are more than 7 days that elapsed between the Shiva and the Yom Shivan, you have to start the clock again. And if you didn't do any of that, then you have to start the clock after the Nisuin. You cannot do a Mitzvah until you go through the Shivan Kiyam to Dam Kiyam. Akham Arshan Asa. In the Mordechai. But in the Shanashim Shalanu Tovla Yom Dalit, but here the Mordechai is reporting on a minute that women go to the mikvah on Wednesday, let's say Tuesday night, the Hainu Gimel Yamim Kodi Dilas Mitzvah. Because they were getting married on Erev Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Dilas Mitzvah would be either Friday night or the Ramah says, well, it's obvious because they're going to call it Shabbos. Not, I'm sorry? Not to have B.S. Mitzvah, well, Shabbos. We should, the B'tzila, Hava, Minah, B'tzila, Nisa, the Yom Levi. It used to be, so how did this Minah develop that they would go to the Mitzvah, well, Levi, Tuesday night? But originally the Minah was, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, the Yom Levi. The Tzarek, the Mitzvah, called it the Yom Levi. He had to work backwards, but the club is going to be Tuesday night. They have to start sending the Kiyam from the previous people. Ramaram did take you. Fine. Ata. So it sounds like what the Mordechai is reporting, this is the basis of the Ramah, is that the Minah was a carryover from the original Bitula of New Testament. At some point there's a shift between having weddings on Tuesday night to having weddings on Erev Shabbos. And originally they were going to the mikvah Tuesday night before the kuppah. And the fact that they went to the mikvah Tuesday night before the kuppah, that was preserved even when he moved the kuppah off to Friday. So that's the minhag. And then looking back at the minhag, we're saying that 4 days is close enough that we don't have to be poshesh for that gap. Rashbam only says in the beginning that more than 7 days between Shubah, so less than 7 days is okay. And then the question is, do you need bedikos during those intervening days if there are fewer than 7 days between the Shubah and the Bilas Mitzvah? So Zagos Maimini and Tosa says you do need bedikos, and the Ramah here is quoting back the minhag of not requiring bedikos if the intervening period is less than 4 days. If it's more than 4 days, you need the bedikos of chatzin. 4 and 7. If it's past 7 days, it could be after 5 o'clock again. And fewer than 4 days, the Ramah says there's no need for the Dika. Somebody later from Rav Nachman, Chachma Sadam, Seven Kuf Tesvav Otsiavo, says that even within 4 days, you need the Dika every day. And so says the Sidrei Taurus of Kuf and Tes, based on the Bach. So you're right, Asher, that in a vacuum, if you would have just traced what you would have expected to see from the Gosmaimi of the Tosfos, the Rashbam, you probably expected to see that if there's any gap between the Tefillah and the Dios Mitzvah, it should be Dikas every day. What the Ramah is reflecting seems to be a minute that developed that didn't require that. And since at least to be Eved, there's no need for those Dikas if it's within 7 days, so the minute was not to require it even the Tefillah, but some of the Afronim require the Tefillah. Yeah. Yes, sir. If there's going to be 7 days that elapse, so then you need a Bidika during those 7 days. That keeps the clock open. If more than 7 days, you didn't do any Bidika, so then you have to rush on and you have to start the clock again. The Badi Shulchan, here in Sukkot and Kofal, is posting the Lachan of Zimma. That points out the Ramah's Lashon and the Lashon Rishonim is based on is Yesh Lishma Tzvila Tzamuch L'Dila Mitzvah, not Tzamuch L'Nisulim. If you have a situation where the Tzvila is the day before, 2 days before the Nisulim, but then you're not going to have Dias Mitzvah the first night after the Nisulim, after the Chuppah for whatever reason, so that Dias Mitzvah is delayed. But then you still have to continue doing the Dikos until the Dilas Mitzvah. If it's within 4 days, the middle of the month sounds like you don't have to do the Dikos HaFila, if it's more than 4 days, then you would. So even if you went to the Mitzvah Tuesday night, and then you're not the Dilas Mitzvah Friday night or Monday Sabbath, it's delayed, you don't have to do the Dilas Mitzvah until Sunday night, then you have to do the Dikos on Sunday. Even within 7 days, so as long as their Muslim was only not required to be within 4 days. More than 4 days, their Muslim says, okay, you do need a visa. So that 4 days isn't just counted between the Tefillah and the Chuppah, it's between the Tefillah and the Dilas Mitzvah, which is the lesson of their Muslim, either literally, and the lesson that we've shown him that it's based on. That's what the Bible Shulchan says to the Tefillah Halacha. That if there's a gap between the Nesu'ah and the Dilas Mitzvah, you still keep counting, and we're required to do so as appropriate. And the same thing for 7 days, which the entire points out, you should cut them test. Just like your Ramah says, that if that if there's a more than a 7 day gap between the Tzviva and the Dilas Mitzvah, you have to start the clock again. That's not a gap between the Tzviva and the Nisuin and the Chuppah, it's a gap between the Tzviva and the Dilas Mitzvah. Even if you have the Dilas Mitzvah, even if you have the Chuppah and the Nisuin within 7 days, if the Dilas Mitzvah is delayed, so then you would have to start the clock again if you didn't do the Nikos. Morgenstern quote in Perek Nun Day 50 Zion of the Pitzay Das from Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv Haskin, that even if you go to the mitzvah the night before the Chasana, which is let's call it a standard practice, you go to the mitzvah, you do this as soon as possible before the Chasana, do the night before. So you go to the mitzvah the night before the Chasana, Rav Yashiv still recommended, required, do the Bidika the day of the Chasana. And that's what the Mordechai sounds like, the lesson was, we read this Mordechai 2 minutes ago, in Lo Rasa Behem Dam, Havelas Balaila Kodim Bilas Mitzvah. So it sounds like in those days, the minhag was, wasn't that you went to the mikvah the night before, you went to the mikvah that night. You went from the chasana to the mikvah on the way home. Or before, on the way to the chasana. So there it sounds like that minhag reflects on the Mordechai was to go to the mikvah on the night of the chasana. That no one does. Not in all circumstances, but Rabbi Yosef apparently held that you could do a vidika on the day of the chasana, even if you went to the mikvah the night before. So in that citation, it sounds like it didn't sound like he was mastering like the chasana kagam to do the vidika every day and intervening if you have 3 days before the tefillah mitzvah to be tefillah and mekupah to do the vidika in the 3 days. But the last day, the day of the chasana, that's the closest day. It sounds like there he did require a vidika. I don't believe that's common practice. And the common practice, like the Ramah, that if you intervene the day of the chasana 4 days, then you don't require additional vidika. The Tazir in Pesach and Vav, and the Shach in Pesach and Vav as well, discussed what Usher answered that a couple of times ago, that in a situation where the chasana was planned for whatever day, and then there's some disagreement about the nidan, the dowry, they're fighting over money, and they postpone the chasana, but they reschedule it as soon as they postpone it. So they're not prepared to go to chasana now, but they don't call it off, they say, we'll try again tomorrow. So the Shach and the Taz both paskin in that case, where it's reasonable to assume that they're going to come to terms and they will get their act together and have a chasana soon. In that case, you don't have to start the clock for shiving the team, like the ruler now say. Again, we don't assume that she has in mind that the chasana is off, and then when they get back together, it creates a new haruli nasi, new possibility of Dam Kilud, as long as they're still negotiating in good faith, and the wedding's not called off lachalutin, then you don't have to start the clock of shiv nikiyam again. According to Lavush, he says otherwise, at any time the wedding is off, Rakoshe, even if it's just off temporarily, you postpone it, Rakoshe said maybe that case is new Dam Kilud with the Shach and the Taz, so argue. Only in a case where they come to an understanding that the chasana is going to be called off indefinitely, and they don't reschedule, so then once they reschedule, Shach and Taz assume that you would have to count to the Nikiyim again. Then the Taz is the second scenario. What happens if the wedding is scheduled and the chasana is coming from out of town and something prevents his timely arrival? He sends a telegram, sends a message that he's delayed due to circumstances beyond his control, and he apologizes, but he hopes to be there as soon as possible. In that case, the wedding is going to be delayed, but the chasana sends a message in good faith that it's not his fault, and he really wants to be there, and he'll get there as soon as he can. So the chasana says, in that case, you're not worried. Sorry, the chasana says, in that case, you have to start counting again. Because Kolod Rachim Bechesed Sakana, and even though he sends a message to say that he's coming, but how do you know he's going to get there? He may be stuck due to other circumstances. And once you find out that he's really coming, that he's going to make it, that could create a new chinuch. And the Shach argues, and I have a Shach in Pesach and Zayi, and he posted the two of Masters from Yamin, sending them days, who argues that in that case, the woman assumes that the delay is attributable to an onus, nothing to do with the intent of the vow, and therefore no need to start a clock again for Dam Kilud. And that's the Shach's conclusion. The MFA Mahakim Medina Elu, the Balaf Haki Harvey Postman Sovereign, the Insarah Sir Nakiyim, the Gambidi Evet Sagi, the Vidika Aleph of Shiva with Uliyama, the Gamko Ike Din Zeho Midivrayim, the combination of factors, that maybe it isn't like the Rabbiyah, that all you need is the Gitra, and you don't even need seven Nikiyim. And then we're talking about a Dinder Rabbana. And even the cast of Nikiyim, all you need is one Bidika. So the top thing is that where there's an Achlokas about if you have to start the clock again, the orientation should be looked through one. However, Taras HaShlomim recommends here, and the Bader Shulchan thinks that we should be closer to this. The Taras HaShlomim quotes that even if you don't start the clock again in this case, you should do a Bedika. But then at least you're Marviyah the Raviyah, that all you need in the case of Tavuli Not that we didn't see done is a Bedika. So we're not going to be coached to start the clock again with Raisha Nikiyah, but at least a Bedika you should require. These situations happen too much these days. I guess if you have someone who's flying to a destination wedding at the last minute and quite late. Could create a new feeling. So if I know that he's going to be there the next day, like the case where the sides are arguing about the Nadan, and they say, okay, we're going to have to come to terms today, we'll come to terms tomorrow, we never called off the wedding, so then there's not going to be a Nadan feeling. Here also, if he sends a message, I'll be delayed a day, so the wedding's called off. But what's happening the next day? So it's called off and the festival's forgotten. What happened the next day? Maybe I'm more concerned, and then when he finally comes back, if he comes, that'll create a new feeling. Take a look at the Tiske Jews of Cousin Aleph. Four lines down in my edition. Cause of the Sefer Chamudi Daniel Sadia. The below Siva Tatanoim, Lo Nahani Siva Nakiyam. That if you don't write Tanoim, Siva Nakiyam won't help, the Siva will not help. So if you start counting the Siva Nakiyam before you find your Tanoim, then you have to start the clock again. So that's true. And nowadays we find all the tonight and right before the clock off. So then everyone would have to go home for another week and come back to the clock. Obviously we don't do that. So in the Rebbe's wife pointed out in this context that most of us use the most of Mustafa Sinai. So most of Mustafa Sinai wore it down and affected the Sinai to become basically document, and there's no Kabbalah opinion and Tata Kalas. So once there's no Kabbalah opinion and Tata Kalas, so there's no trigger that's going to engender the feeling of Kabbalah Nasa. But beyond that, the Tamuz de Daniel, the Tisha Shuva Kosh, is from Stavyat. So Stavyat is from the Daniel Republic, isn't it? Now we have a printed from the Daniel. So he actually says inside something that I think is a little bit different. What's in the Tamid Daniel is as follows. Isha says Tavuolina, say, when it's passed through our college line. So a woman is the son is just supposed to get married, and they come to terms about the finances. The law haya binayim shim sif kasolam, there's no argument. The rest of lift up kinayim kata, the last of tach and lift up to look. They want to get things going, they want to write up the kinayim, they're already got married, so why delay? One engagement isn't healthy. They write up the kinayim that week, and do the tach, write the kinayim right away, do the tach in the belly. We talk to the Tara, and she does the half the Tara with the expectation that she's going to get married that week. The Afrika, Masnas, Asia, Siba, the Lohayu, the Sofer, Tanai, the Kadomia, the Kimu, the Yisra, the Sofer, the Hatsunam, the Mokha. So they're planning on having the Sofer write the Tanayin on Tuesday, and the Sofer wasn't available. The printer ran out of toner, so they couldn't print out the Tanayin, so they wait another day. Nira, the Tina, Hashirinaki, and the Yom Shepat Shikara. So she did a Hashikara on Tuesday, and the expectation was that they find the Shinon on Tuesday, and then she started having Hashirinaki and starting next week, she got married a week later. Hello, what? The Shinon got delayed, so instead of finding the Shinon on Tuesday, the day she did a Hashikara, then they find the Shinon on Wednesday. We should have said, if the Shinon started to trigger the moving assay, then you have to do another Hashikara, start Hashirinaki again. The next day, after you find the Tanayim, it's a lazy day. So the Tanayim is then says, no. Count the Tanayim from the day before. So what I mean on the Tanayim, the Tanayim, the Tanayim, the Tanayim, the Tanayim, the Tanayim, don't say that there's no Tanayim for absent the Tanayim. So that doesn't matter, all sound like, well, I shouldn't say at all. So that's not what you would assume from the brief attribution to the Chamidah of the Nehron Tishkashiva. In light of that, something that the Tishkashiva meant to quote is that without an agreement to find the Tanayim, without coming to turn, then you can't tell the Tishkashiva. You have to come to terms about the finances, and then you start telling the Tishkashiva. It doesn't mean that the documents have actually been signed. So in the case of the Chamidah of the Nehron, they came to terms about the finances, and the actual execution of the document was delayed for another week. As long as they came to terms, you can start counting the Shinon Nikiyim when you come to terms, and you don't have to wait for the actual Shinon. So it's not that the Shinon itself has that kind of chashiva to trigger the Shinon Nikiyim for some reason. So then in our even if you were to sign, according to that, then even if you were to sign a real, authentic Tanayim right before the wedding, that actually has two consequences, but where the terms already agreed upon earlier, and it's not the sign of the Tanayim itself, but the trigger of the agreement. So the last topic in the Siman, the last topic for our discussion until we break the Chazara, is that of Chuppah Nidah. This is clear, and that's why it comes up in the end of the Siman, that the din of a woman who doesn't count the Siman Nidah for Tavuli Nasei is equivalent to a Chuppah Nidah situation, where, as we'll see in a moment, there are restrictions of Nidah. The Rivet writes, Sarah Pisha Siman Aleph, the Paragalus, beginning with Oth Kafal. After it's Nida Feres, it's Grisa Krisha Vidola Nida. So under normal circumstances, there's no issue Yisod with Ishto Nida. However, there's an exception. He, Kala Shalo Nibala, if you have a Kala that didn't have the Yisod yet, Upirsa Nida, to Usher Vishyasa Yima Balayla. So if a Kala Shirsa Nida before they have the Mitzvah, there's an Issa Yisa Balayla, Elohu Yashim Bein HaNashim, the Issa Yishayna Bein HaNashim, to the Issa Mitzvah Tarvisham, the Goran Dabdal with the Kubis, the context of Neis Adar Shel Kasa Yimah Shel Kala, So who yashin dein hanashin, he's dein dein hanashin. We need to ka'amr dein ha'anashin, who's dein hanashin. Masna, the tarach liyas v'bayis, anashin min ashin, gilashi ha'chasim ha'kali. He's a man and woman in addition to the chasim ha'kali. Mir anashin shnayim, mir anashin shnayim. Women plural, men plural, means at least two other men aside from the chasim, at least two other women aside from the ha'kali. Who Yashin beside Asa in Hanashim, and Yashin beside Asa in Hanashim? Nimsa, Hayichud Azah, Chomer Yashin, the Yichud Shalaita Fish. This is a more Chomer Yichud than a regular Isra Yichud. Regular Isra Yichud, he Nishas Hadis in Shnei and Ashim Sheirim. Regular Isra Yichud, any other woman that you can't be associated with. So if there are two men and one woman, that is okay. Rizu Einam Nishas Hadis in Baila. Ask you some and us and us. And here you need two other men and two other women. By Tom and Mr. He is so he Kala, by Yitzhak Kantagala. So before the Yitzhak Mitzvah, we are concerned about Tatra Yitzro, and the requirements are more stringent. So the Raven here has a Kula and a Kuma. The Kula is that the Ister, the Hayden Ister, needs for Kupas Nida. Or for Pirsa Nida, Kodim Dida Rishana, or for Tabu Vinasa in our case, where there's no Shimnikiyim. These Kodim Dida Rishana only play at night, not during the daytime. The Raven says the Ishim Dida Rishana only at night. Fasman says, that's Rosh and Gemara. Who Yashim Reina Nashim, He Shem Reina Nashim, sounds like the whole concern is at night. That is the Kula. And the Kumra is that this Yichud at night can only be solved with other men and women. The Lashon arises, as you said, is Nir Anashim Shnayim, Nir Anashim Shnayim. So that's pretty explicit. You need two other men aside from the Chasson, two other women aside from the Kala. So says he goes mindy, Parakaf Day Halacha Alas. Parakaf Day goes mindy, Halacha Alas. And the Knesset Gedolah, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, quotes from the Be'er Sheva. Why aren't people master of it? Why aren't people master? It has two men and two women. That's what the Raven said. You need a total of four shomans. Two male shomans, two female shomans. Oh, and it's Ryan Alaminak, you know, right? And that apparently wasn't the minhag, even though we'll see in a moment that Ramah does reflect the rise of Halacha. The Lukuma. Yo, and it's Ryan Alaminak, you know, it's the Amakala, you say it on the Kala. So there's that report, the minhag was, that in the case of Lukuma, the mother of the Kala will see the Kala, and that's it. It wouldn't require two men and two women. Again, the Raven literally requires two other men, two other women, which is total of four. Which is where the ghost mind needs options, and if next to Dola closed from Gershava, he wasn't sure why people are master for this. But the Ramah, even though the Ramah does close the Kumra of the Raven, doesn't close two and two. Take a look. And the Chavir writes the Chavir. Of our Vekansa Tos Manja, that if you didn't have the Shivan Kifa to Ruvi Nasser, the same Chasen Shatir Sakalasa Nida, Chosen Shabbat Leha, or if it's a Chubba Sida, or even not a Chubba Sida, but it becomes a Nida before the Yerushana, Lo Yis Yachid Ima, Elohu Yashin Bein HaNashim, Vihi Yishena Bein HaNashim. Says Ramah, Yes, Omen. Shasura Liyake Imo Bayom Kumabalaila. Now to the moment of Rab. The Aintara says Nira Rakube and Ashu Hibe in it. Oh, Hibe in it. Nothing. In Aina Mishen Vakari Ephod, Aina Tirkan Simulfal. Yes, Omen is derived. The Lalaila Tara says Nira Ubayom Mosha Lehis Yake. So the way it goes to rise is the Lila Saria to say Nero. Say Shmira to me, the Shmira for him, a Shmira for her. But it doesn't say that you need two Shmira there and two Shmira there. It doesn't say you need two men and two women. It almost sounds like he's only requiring one man and one woman in the case of men, which is the rising. And the Bada Shokhan points out that that's the story to the Mordecai. But it's true that the Rizer says two and two. The Mordecai, with regard to Moshe Bose, the Mordecai talks in an Aleph, says one and one within what is essentially the seat of the Rizer, as the issue is only an ice, and you require days here. But for me, that even though the Ramah is quoting the former of the Rizer, he's not quoting it as the Rizer straight. The former of the Rizer requires two zeros. So now that you require two men and two women. So on that, cool of the rising, that the Israel Yisrael only by the night, the Balamorna, the Saga says, create the Haras, Rach Shelly, the Laila, that why should I be? The Yisrael Haras is around, the Yisrael Haras works 24-7. So why are we only concerned at night to require an Israel Yisrael? Israel Yisrael can apply in the daytime as well. And that's what the Rosh Paskins, Noe Tata and Paragimo Sinamam Bavav, Noe Tata and Paragimo Sinamam Bavav, but that's right. Noe Hitler Gachacha Mahasmir Balaila, Bahasa Shishmir. So the writer is Mahasmir and I to require double smira. The Hitler Gachacha Bayom, Bahasa Yichud, Tito Zanisha. And he's made them in the daytime, there's no Issa Yichud at all. If Kana Sabra, to the Marisa Ayan, I gave him a Shaver, the Yitzhar is more active in the daytime. Hilka, Balaila Oba Yom Sani, Ayyichud Asha Bayom Kama Balaila, Ababamine Pisces, Ein Tarak Laharfis. So the Rosh Paskin, if the Yitzhar applies across the board day and night. But all you need is one Shmira, not two Shmira. The standards of Yitzhar are no different than any other Yitzhar situation. So a single stone there is sufficient. The Ramah that we just read, Paskins the Chum of the boat. He Paskins like the Rosh, that the Yitzhak Yitzhak applies in the daytime, and then he goes to Yitzhak Omrim, that you require two Shmiros at night. And the Ramah concludes, by Minog, Rita Akkata and Eifel Akkata, and Tana Eifel Akkala, the aim is after the Yom, but what's after the time? So you call it the Minog, yes, and you call it the Rider, you require two Shmiros, but you notice that two adults, you can have two Kitanim. Shachar and Tash, it's Tati Yudal, it's Tanamim, Yod and Tandia, they must not be Mubir. They have to be of age where they could function as a showman. Says that the Rav is reported to have Haskin that reported to have the Mako, the Michael like the Rizid, that Yichud, the Sophus Nisa, is Mutter Bayom, period. And the Rav also points out the same as Thomas Amen. Also if I think that if the Chas and Kala you have a Chuvah Shmita situation, the Chas and Kala are staying in their parents' house, and the mother knows that it's a Chuvah Shmita, they should stay in the same room with the door open. And that's considered a sufficient shira. But not to be not near like the right to require two shomim. fight for the rush, you require one shomer, and as long as someone else there is aware of the situation and the door is left open, that's a contract to Nira. And the Rabbi Neuberger reports that there's a Kabbalah from the Chazanish, when Neuberger has a couple deep teachings about this in his Hebrew notes on the Rabbi Sabalowski volume on Hesapida, that the same with Chazanish, the Chazanish is reported to have said that you can pass it like the rush across the board, same by Yom, same by Laila, so only require one Nira, only require one Shomer or Shomer at the night, and that's in line with what we call the service on the Zom. Rabbi Morgenstern in Paris and Dalid, just one second, maybe, just knows that different people apply different things in these situations. He says, if someone, one couple stays in the hotel lobby the entire first night, and then one couple took a walk all night until morning, and then the couple went to daven, and he went to sleep, and then they left the door open, passed the door to the rabbi. Is only by Chodesh Nida. Chodesh meaning a normal husband and wife is always a Yidid, even if he's a Nida. We're Machmer by Chodesh Nida because Yisra Tafra. The Rabbi says that Shum is only a night. In the daytime, we're not concerned about Yisra Tafra. That's the Balmor and the Rashi and the Saga. Why not? But given that we're oriented to the nature of Shabbat Nida, so maybe there's what to given that many are made go by types of villages around across the board, even by regular to use it, so you make it here also. Okay. There is a Shabbat Hadesh and Shabbat Reishin and Gimel. The Ramah, we skipped a few lines in the Ramah, so now going backwards, so the Ramah references this. So the Judashin has a question. The couple gets married. It's not a Chuppah Tzida. He's Tahara. For whatever reason, they're unable, or they don't do B'yat Mitzvah the first night, or the second night, or the third night. And then, he cures a Nida. So the that origin of a Chuppah Tzida, that he has to be an Hashem, he is saying an Hashem, or other more grounds, the Kula. He says that was enough, okay. Some say, well, the same. Some say no. So when are we concerned about Chuppah Tzida, that there's no opportunity to have Yom Mitzvah, then you could talk about. But here, we saw it wasn't Yitzhak Tosfo because they had the opportunity to unite and they didn't have the Yitzhak Tosfo anyway. So because of that, maybe we could be Nagel. And there's a Raya from Shor Muad. Shor Muad is closer to Tamuso, even if he's a Shor Muad. So he has three opportunities to be no gas and he doesn't. And he's closer to Tamuso. Even though it's Yitzhak Tosfo, you know, Gaya, so we have three opportunities to bore and he doesn't bore, and he's called the Tamusa. We're here too. Even though Akasa and by default is Yitzhak Tosfo, if there are three nights he could have had the Yitzhak and he didn't, they say it's not Yitzhak Tosfo anymore. The Jewish tradition says, it's right to be made, no doubt, but Hamasmer tells all our brothers. Rosh Ramasa, Yitomrim, Imaisa Taho Rakishanasa, so they had a regular fucking out of the Kiva, Lo Baalel, Upirsa Nida Akarka, Enos Nika Kimarot, Ramasa Taho Baalel, so that's the Kimarot Kadeshan, And Ikra again, there's no need for the firmness of Kutat Mita, but a Matmir tunnel of Bracha. The Taz doesn't like the two months of this is right for, from Shor Mua, the present time. And the Yisaiti in a need of the Raya. Why? Sam Shor Mua has some humor kind. But the default is that Shor Mua do not work. Nimsa the Kol Shor Mua Lingoa Fu Mishuna Mitada Sam Shor Mua. To any Shor that's a Nakhon, he's departing from the natural state of Shor Mua. So the din of Kosher Tamuso is, if he's not Nogeh three times, that means he goes back to the default position that Sam Svarim are Bepes with Shiva. Sam Svarim are not expected to be Nogeh. I think in Khan, the Sam Adon is the Yitzhak Tata Falei, the low Mokam and Aspet. He doesn't think that the analogy is correct. The default position by Shvarim is that of the Shiva Kaini, as opposed to the default position by men, who are Yitzhak Tata. Says it's shocking to see the Fakesef. He thinks I was going to say, no, he does. How is it fair? Rafinani, some in the other Fakesef, he say us. He's got a Fakesef. With other much, he tells you, the Kosovo came in the Fiasi, God they bow that. The Hassan came into the Tarish Row, the Yehuda Kai, Hassan is not in the Tarish Row. The same thing is Jinsha came in the Tarish Row, the Mugin Asay, and he's in Alka. They say, well, Mokhi and Ashay, there's a relationship. I was talking to you, so when I'm going to go up to have you. But Sam position, Sam person, is the Kesh of Kosher. So just like it is a good analogy for the Sam. Sam Svarim are the Kesh of Shibor. Sam people are the Kesh of Shishayr. What about if there was Hara without the Marbiya? So not a Kupatida, regular wedding, the try does the Yisnitz unsuccessful, he's only Harav as Mardia, and then here's the Nida. Right, so he said previously, the Ramah, that if you have a rubber of Mardia, it doesn't create down to Tulip. Right. And now she's here's the Nida for real. So the Marshal, and Tulip Simon Vav, and that's the Dasal, the Marshal, right, Tulip Simon Vav. The lesson of Gemara is, Loshanu Elishu Avav, the Yisnitz. What are we talking about? Where? Who Yashim in Anashim? Who Yashim in Anashim? That's where there's no Bilas Mitzvah. Masna, you need Bilas Mitzvah, and Hara is insufficient. However, the Vajra points out, okay, Tav Tadi Bey, but our Gemara doesn't say Shalom Baal Bilas Mitzvah. It just says Shalom Baal. Shalom Baal could be Hara also. But then you don't have the idea. And the Marshal G is full of work. The Sturmbach writes, Tubus and Hagos, Kailas Alas, Sidon Tufkos, Kailas Alas, Sidon Tufkos, that even if you're going to be Masmir, the first time around, the first month, that Hara is insufficient to stop the Kulbach Nida consequences, but the second time around, let's say you're Masmir, you had a Rav without Mardia, and then she's here to Nida. And then you're Masmir, who Yashim in Nashim, you came in Nashim. And the second time around, you try again, second month. And again, you're not Masmir, Yashim, Marbi, Ol Yabazirah. And then again, Pir Sandiva. The term of sin to everyone would be over there that you don't say Yisra Tokra anymore after the second time around, and you don't have to be, you don't have to be Masmir. You have Sefer's Bar Halacha, which is the authoritative Kisra Sefer Hilchot Yikra, and you get Medrasha, Selachaz and Ish. Bar Allah has been in day, Shif Hetzav, passing to be Mako, that even if all you had was Hara, you don't have the Issa Yuzet of Kotas Nida. It's Bar Allah. Bar Allah has been in day, Shif Hetzav. And he says, especially, based on the Kajanish, Sinan Sari Alif of Gimel. Sinan Sari Alif of Gimel assumes that the Issa Yuzet is for Kotas Nida is only an Issa Durabana. What's the raya? The raya. The raya is Mekel Bayom. If the Issa Yikah Daraisa, so what right do you have to Mekel Bayom? Rav Mishnah says, must be if the Yikah is on your Rabbanah. And the Tumas Hadassah also. What right does the Tumas Hadassah have to be Nato? Where are you waiting a few days without having to be with Mitzvah? So must be, it's only Mitzvah Rabbanan. Says the question is, it's only Mitzvah Rabbanan. There are more grounds to be Nato across the board. And if all you have is Tara, you can still be Nato. So passing to Tzitz Eliezer, Tehillat Vav, Simen Mem, Parakapay. Tehillat Vav, Simen Mem, Parakapay. And if all you have is Tara, then there's no Yitzir Yichud. Now this point of the Chazon is that the Yitzir Yichud for Kodesh Nidus on the Rabbanan, maybe in Machlokes Rishonim. Rambam, at the beginning of the Perek Beis, the Yitzir includes the Yitzir Yichud and Yitzir Nidah before the Rishona with other Arayos that are Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is more than a regular Rabbanan. Tosa Sosa Zayin of Analysis in Yitzir Nidah. Tosa Zayin of Analysis in Yitzir Nidah. Right, that it's only Yitzir Rabbanan. The bottom line, on the Harashai, when he said, Kitzeliezer is Nato, Barlach is Nato, if Morgan's been close to Rabbi Yashia thought you should be Machna of a Tafila, so he's willing to be Nato where there's a need to be Nato. Rabbi Karp writes in the Negus to be Nato, Rabbi Will is Nato, Rabbi Neuberger writes in his Ha'aretz and other Kavlovsky Sefer to be Nato as well. Let me just say two words, we're running out of time, about the material Tatsabas for Chutzat Midah. So the Minhagim Ariel, Nisuin Ote, writes as follows. The Im Eina Tahora, Eina Nodeya Ba, I can't touch it. Aki Miyach Lipo Me Asma Lashvai, she let the ring fall into her hand. Yosra Poskin, Evan Ezra, Samus Aleph, Sif Kazan Tesvav Ozayim. Yosra Poskin, Evan Ezra, Simon Samus Aleph, Sif Kazan Tesvav Ozayim, Poskin Sif Kazan Yitzchak. That Evan would agree, or Evan should agree, that you can throw it into her hand. That even if the general by Isha Mida were master on Tisha, that because of Tisha, you can be made. And the more common practice is what the Gozerua writes, Simon Simon Aleph. You do the material sense of ask normally. Why? At the time that you're giving her the tabas and shenzi, you're not yet married. So there's no din of harkakos. The cave and the adayim and the statue of the aim of the parish, Rav Oleha, last one bar in Yidah B'yaza. But since he hasn't yet been mitzadeshet, so then we're not as concerned about harkakos. She's not married yet. She can give it to her, put it on her finger directly. Dr. Shuler writes here in Sefati Gimel, he should tell the custom that he should try as much as he can only to touch the ring, not to touch his finger. Her finger, that's what Rabbi Yossi writes, Tehillat Gimel, Simchas of Tzadi Aleph, Tehillat Gimel, Simchas of Tzadi Aleph, that the minute is like the Yor Zeruah, that he's giving the figure of about regularly. The flip side is by yet. They have it for a week. You know, we make all the same thing by the guest, different reasons, if it's his class, that even if it's the leader, you can, the husband can put the, get into the wife's hand, his wife's hand, into the other, from the achas, and then at that point, they're not married anymore. Every last week, some people, and the husband is about to give his wife to that, if you kind of hesitate a bit about your food, it's because, intuitively, you can move to a leader, and it's hard to know. The flip of that is the Rafida, where minhag is like the Or Zeruah, several minhag is like the Or Zeruah to give it to them in hand on the same day. I'll stop here, and the Pinna will, Mr. Hashem, be available, and hopefully you can take it next.